single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer.
Every person is important. You are important. Your choices are very important. Sometimes we say, well, I'm just one person, you know, that's my life. But for the Lord, every single one of us are important. And we need to realize over the importance of our choices and how the Lord counts every name, every family, every person, because you and me, even sometimes we despise ourselves like, nah, you know, it doesn't matter. But the Lord says, no. Every single person in the body of Christ is important. Your gifts, your prayers, your decision to follow, to love Jesus counts a lot. And in today's reflection, we're going to talk about it, how the Lord enumerates every family that is presented here. So we welcome you to Living Life, to today's reflection. And we know that the Lord is going to keep talking to you and to me through today's passage.
Ezra chapter 10, verses 16 through 44. So the exiles did as was proposed. Ezra the priest selected men who were family heads, one from each family division, and all of them designated by name. On the first day of the 10th month, they sat down to investigate the cases. And by the first day of the first month, they finished dealing with all the men who had married foreign women. Among the descendants of the priests, the following had married foreign women. From the descendants of Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah. They all gave their hands in pledge to put away their wives, and for their guilt they each presented a ram from the flock as a guilt offering. From the descendants of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah. From the descendants of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. From the descendants of Pashur, Elianai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elasa. Among the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Kelaiah, that is Kalita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. From the musicians, Eliashib. From the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. And among the other Israelites, from the descendants of Parosh, Remaiah, Izaiah, Malchijah, Mijamin, Eliezer, Malchijah, and Benaiah. From the descendants of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. From the descendants of Zatu, Elianai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. From the descendants of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. From the descendants of Bani, Meshullam, Maluk, Adaiah, Jashub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. From the descendants of Pahath Moab, Adna, Kelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh. From the descendants of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malik, and Shemariah. From the descendants of Hashem, Mattaniah, Mattata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. From the descendants of Bani, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bedaiah, Keluhai, Venaiah, Merimoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, and Jesu. From the descendants of Binui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adaiah, Machnadabai, Sheshai, Sherai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalem, Amariah, and Joseph. From the descendants of Nebo, Jael, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jadai, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had married foreign women, and some of them had children by these wives.
It's good to see you again. I'm glad that you're here meditating on the word of the Lord. Congratulations. And we see in the beginning of today's passage how the leaders took time to see every case of every person that were, that married the different people that were not from the people of Israel, and they were dedicating time, so they were wise in the transition. But I was thinking about something that is very important. When we sin, yes, the Lord forgive us as we repent and confess our sins, but there are consequences. In these cases, they were marrying and even having children outside of the will of God. And the price that they need to pay was really hard, you know, because some of them, especially the ones that are priests, they needed to actually leave the person that they were marrying because that was completely against God's will. And I know it's not easy to talk about it, but it's important to just take the good lesson. Like, our decisions have consequences, and sometimes the price we need to pay, it's really costly, it's really high. And the other thing that I love is how the Lord starts mentioning every family, every name, every person. You know, some of them were actually part of the house of prayer, the gatekeepers, and they had important positions, but some others were just members of the families. And that was what I was thinking, you know, how when the Lord, in many verses of the Bible, New Testament and Old Testament, especially Old Testament, he mentions the families, it's because we count. Like, none of us are like, you know, just left out. Oh, you are whoever. No, no, no. The Lord says, I'm going to write the name, you know, the father, the son, the daughter of, because we count. Every name and every family is important, and your choices are very important. The other thing that I see here, how the leadership is so key. You know, as Ezra was turning his heart back to the Lord, we see the community around him like changing, you know, like how we as leaders set the standards. I mean, I'm not saying a leader in the church. All of us are leaders in different areas. It could be just your family. It could be just your job where you work. And it could be in your community with your neighbors. So all of us have an influence. And our change, our decision to love the Lord is going to influence others. So it's very important to understand our place of influence and also be accountable. I love, you know, it's so important for you not just to attend church, you know, and show up there, but actually to connect to leaders that are going to help you to grow. Because we nowadays sometimes are disconnected or just to social media. I'm glad that we have the chance to, you know, live stream the services and people are receiving far away. That's beautiful. But the connection in order to be accountable, it's key. Because as John Piper has said and some other leaders have said, holiness is a community project, that we cannot grow unless we're connected to other people, to the leaders around us. So it's very important to see how the revival started with one person. In this case, was Ezra. And through that, you know, the community started to change. So it's so beautiful to see the importance of us following the leading of the Holy Spirit and allowing to the Lord to lead us and start, you know, a revival. When a person starts confessing, praying, maybe you are in the midst of a community that people around you don't are lukewarm or they don't want the Lord or whatever. But with you changing, with you following the Lord, with you submitting, with you even facing the consequences of your wrong choices with God's grace, and growing, you are going to cause a blessing around you. I just want to affirm you how important It is by God's grace what you do, what you say, your prayer, your intercession in the plan of God. Many of the revivals started with just one person praying, one person interceding and crying to the Lord. And through that humble person, then the Lord started moving and doing things, you know, throughout the history of the church. So I just want to encourage you to see how important it is to see your place, but also your choices. And some choices may have hard consequences, but it is important that for us to say, okay, Lord, I'm forgiven, but still there is a harvest that I need to reap. And I'm called to be strong, to be brave, and receive God's forgiveness and keep standing strong in pursuing the Lord together with the people of God. So God bless you for, you know, you reflecting and learning and growing to this reflection in today's passage of Ezra. I pray that the Lord will bring so much conviction to our hearts as we see the story of the people of God in Israel, because they went through things. And Paul says that those things are written for us that have we're reaching the end times. And it is important for us to say, Lord, I am going to learn from the lessons. I am going to pay attention to what what your Holy Spirit is saying in order for me to learn and to grow in this season that is so key. We live in moments where nations are trembling, but our decisions, our prayer counts so much. So let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for your reflection, for your word, the examples, the lessons that we learn. And Father, we know that there's forgiveness, but sometimes there is also lessons that we need to learn. So help us, O Lord, to grow and to see the importance of our own choices, how many people are affected through that. But we thank you, Father, because there is a chance to forgive, to be forgiven, and to also even bring revival as we repent and we invite others to grow with us. We ask you this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you so much. And thank you for being with us during this time of reflection.
For a single soul, reaching a world and stepping in closer, CGM.